Well, good morning to you. It's Dave Player on 720 WGN live from the Allstate Showcase Studios here on Michigan Avenue. Very happy you could join us on this Saturday night, early Sunday morning. 312-981-7200 is our number. You can call, you can text anytime throughout the show. Good morning, Mr. Baddish.
Why, good morning, Mr. Player.
What's happening, my friend?
I'm doing fantastic. Another marvelous weekend in the Baddish household and
Lovely.
Here at the station.
Lovely.
And keeping tabs of the 3-week-long birthday celebration of one Mr. David Player.
No, it was my son's 5th birthday this week.
No, well, I mean, but, you know, that kind of got in the way of yours. You know,
oh,
it's like you're
all.
Still going. I know,
no,
I'm
what's
joking.
What's funny is I got a couple, like, 50 balloons, like the 50-year-old, the 5, and the 0.
Oh, right.
And what we did is we popped the zeros this weekend for
oh,
Alex.
Oh, that's
yeah.
sweet.
Yeah,
that's
yep,
wonderful.
Yep. So we got to share I got to share my balloons this weekend.
Yeah, but, you were all over the place. You celebrated his birthday. You were over at the Hawks convention.
Yeah, it was
you
fun.
Were, my
yeah,
goodness
yeah.
gracious.
Yeah, we were doing a lot of that. His birthday was Thursday. The Hawks convention was fabulous. Had a nice little chat, more off-air chat with the coach mm-hmm. and John and Jay Blunk. And it's cool because, you know, you're in the middle of summer and,
yeah.
and you're deep into baseball, but you get to talk a little hockey. And that was a lot mm-hmm. of fun. A lot of fun, a lot of fun.
Good.
And then we had a birthday today. About for my son, and we had about, you know, I don't know, 40, 50 people over.
Nice.
And we did kind of a Vienna beef party. We're actually going to be talking I bought a hot dog, like a little hot dog machine. So we steamed our own buns and made our own.
Oh, with the two little doors that
yeah.
open up, flip up the top.
Yep.
Nice.
Yep. yep
yeah,
yep.
I love those.
And had some Smokies and dogs. And we're going to be talking to Bob Schwartz, who's the vice president of Vienna Beef, actually, at about 2:50 this morning because it's National Hot Dog Month.
Yeah.
And we'll talk a little bit about that. Bill Medley from the Righteous Brothers, actually at 2:20 tonight. Oh, yeah.
Had time of my life.
He's a legend, and I'll tell you, his yeah. voice, he's 76, I think, his voice sounds amazing. I mean, he's still got it, man.
Yeah.
So we'll be talking to him, and then Craig LaCasciato, as we were saying, from Craig's Law Chicago, we're going to talk about all those great places we used to hang out at. But talking today to several people mm-hmm. and about summer jobs and their kids. And I was reading several articles this week about the decline of the American teenager summer job from Bloomberg.
Yeah.
It was in the Wall Street Journal, Time Magazine, The Atlantic. The summer job, at least when I was growing up, was a more of a rite of passage. That,
sure.
Right? I mean, that was your mm-hmm. first gig. And it was a time where tossing newspaper bundles or bussing tables. You were a newspaper kid, right?
Yeah, I did newspapers for about a year.
Yeah. And I worked for my city's water and sewer department. We painted mm-hmm. fire hydrants and worked in creek beds and I worked at Musicland and cut lawns and did all kinds of things.
Sure.
I had a few jobs, much like I have now. And but in the last few decades, the summer job has been disappearing. In 78, and I was looking at this statistic, 60% of teens were working or looking for work, and last summer just 35% were. So you look at the U.S. unemployment rate fell to 4.3% in May, the lowest in 16 years. So teens started looking for jobs really in the best labor market since the early 2000s. The May unemployment rate for 16 and 19-year-olds was about 14%, 41% of kids were, or 41% of companies were planning to hire seasonal workers for the summer, up from 29% last year. But the unemployment rate, you know, measures joblessness only for people who are actively looking for work. You
exactly.
know how that goes. Yeah.
You can't
count
and
that.
Teens who are in high school aren't necessarily actively looking for work.
No.
They're students.
They are, but it's summertime, and some of them aren't students anymore. So now, there's a couple factors in here. People over 65 still working.
Yep.
Okay. True. Well, no, it's true. It's true.
It's me.
Yeah, it is you. It is
yeah.
you.
And a lot of my friends are, they are retired, but they are retired from their career.
But still doing other things.
But they're, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Immigrants competing with teens for jobs. 2012 study found that less educated immigrants affected U.S. unemployment for native-born teenagers far more than native-born adults. Parents are pushing kids to volunteer, signing up for extracurricular activities. Like my son's in soccer,
mm-hmm.
and they really push for soccer, and they really give him crap when he's got to work. And they don't put him on the field as much because he had to miss part of practice because he had to go into work, you know. How about rewarding some of these kids for having some responsibility?
No, it's because there's so many demands on students, especially in high school, that when you make a commitment to something, no matter what it is, that they want you to be committed to them. And
yeah.
I understand that, having taught high school for 20 years.
I don't.
I understand that. Mm-hmm. It's like I always had trouble trying to get together a TV crew to go out to do a game or something. Mm-hmm. And everybody had these other commitments, and we couldn't get crews together.
Yeah, I get that. I get that a little bit. But we're talking about teenage kids. I mean, if it was college kids, I guess that's one thing. And it's not like they're off screwing off and doing nothing.
Oh, right. No, they're doing stuff. Yeah.
They're working a job.
Yeah.
And so you got to take, I think you got to give a little credit for them working and working hard. But, you know, right, you were saying kids are also going to school during the summer, but some are just, honestly, and I say this, they're just lazy. I mean, they just don't go out and get a job. Now, I believe it is set in the standards, an example that you set as a parent to your kids.
Mm-hmm.
My father said it for me. I believe I said it for my son. You know, in eighth grade, my son said to me he wanted to start saving up for a car. He went and got a work permit release from his principal and started working at our, you know, local DQ. And this year, without, you know, really any connections for me, got a job, of course, working at Wrigley. And, you know, he starts early. He gets home late. And he tells me, you know, his friends bug him about hanging out because many of them aren't working.
Yeah.
And I have a niece and nephew that should be working, and they have no interest. You know, they were in town, and I don't think they're listening to this, but I'll say this:
they podcast, don't worry.
No, you know, but they were complaining about the fact that mom doesn't give us any money. And then I said, well, what are you doing for a job? I mean, you're 17, 16 years old. What are you doing? I mean, go out there and get a job. Go work at Subway. Go work someplace. Go work. You know, go cut lawns. Do something. Yeah. But don't complain to me that you don't have any money. And one of our friends was over tonight and said, his son said, oh, yeah, you bought Josh a car. No, I didn't buy him a car.
Yeah.
He earned it. He put a third down on a car. I bought the rest, but he's paying me back, and that's the truth. And it's how my dad did it with me, made me put some skin in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And, I do cover his insurance as long as he keeps his grade point up. Otherwise, that's going to hit him as well. And this kid was really giving Josh a hard time, and, you know, he earned it. And I think that's part of it, too.
And does this other kid work?
No.
Yeah, see. Oh.
So, you know, some kids are lazy. You gotta push your kid out there. Yeah. When I asked my sister about it, I said, well, why don't you tell them to go get a job? Tell them to go get a job. Yeah. Don't.
And it teaches them so much for later in life.
Absolutely.
You know, because once you get out of college, you've ended your education, you're in the real world, quote unquote, and it operates differently. There's no, you're in high school, we'll let you slide with this or that or whatever, and then nobody's going to give you any money either, you know? If you're not working, one's going to pay you to not work.
It's a really bad precedent to set, and, you know, you hear on the news all the time about you know, people who are on, you know, welfare, so to speak, and all that, and collecting, you know, checks and stuff. And, you know, you got to get out there and get a job. How about that?
Yeah, that's not going to be around. That welfare, that support system is not always going to be there.
No.
And there are limits on
it,
too.
But people take advantage
of that. Yeah, I know.
People take advantage of that.
I ran a summer jobs program.
Freaking crazy. Right. Okay.
At the high school, the summer film program, for 5 years, we hired 15 kids.
Yeah.
For 6 weeks.
Yeah.
I mean, thank goodness we had that program. It's not like I gave the money. It was a federally funded job training program.
Mm-hmm.
But the kids worked 5 days a week, 4 hours a day.
Yeah.
They got paid for that. It was minimum wage. And they worked. I made sure they worked. I was in charge of the program. I was responsible for the program.
Yeah.
I made those kids work. Nobody got to sit around and do nothing.
Well, there was somebody just texted me and said, summer break, sometimes you get out second, third week in June, and you're back in August. Hard to get a job. But, you know, Josh started in April. You know, I mean, you don't have to start just, you know, I say summer job.
Right.
So Steve, you're right, 312, you know. But you can start
early. A job.
Yeah.
I worked at Jewel. I worked in the winter during high school.
Yeah.
I worked all the time. I worked at Dairy Queen for about a year. So it wasn't just a summer job. It was you had to earn your keep in high school.
Oh, after the summer job was done, the outside stuff, I worked for, believe it or not, I worked for the Reagan-Bush campaign. I made calls for that campaign for a few months leading up to the election. And then I started working at a music line at a music store and made some lifelong friends, believe it or not, all the way back then. But I will tell you, it drives me crazy that... my niece and nephew, they aren't in any extracurricular activities. So I'm like, what are you doing out there? And real quick, my 11-year-old, my daughter, says to me, she has a friend over for a sleepover. And this is how she thinks. And I know she's ruthless. She says,
she's awesome.
She says, Josh built her a lemonade stand last year, two by fours and whatever.
Yeah.
Put a chalkboard on top of it and got her an igloo. She said, can McCann and I put on a lemonade stand? Sure, go ahead. Yeah. And puts out the lemonade stand and this cracks me up. She said, Dad, I spent 71 cents on lemonade and $2 on cups. And one of the reasons was she wants to buy. Okay, I bought her a record player. I did buy a record player for Christmas last year. She said, I want to buy a record. I want to buy a new Ed Sheeran record. Camille, woo. and 21 Pilots, but she said, I want to get my Ed Sheeran record. So I said, and a record vinyl. I love that too. And she said, Dad, I made $27 and but she says to me without me, I've never talked to her about this part. And this, I'm a business guy.
Yeah.
Never. She goes, so my cost was $2.71. And so I made 24, blah, blah, blah. The record album was $18. I still have blah, 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 blah.
She was doing the math. Awesome.
Yeah. She's got some work ethic there.
That's fantastic.
Which I love. So my point is, go get a job.
Yeah.
Damn it.
And there's tons of jobs. There's service industry out there. And if you think there aren't jobs, like at a fast food place, there are, because people working there are not working full time.
Oh, there's help wanted signs everywhere.
Yes.
Believe me. Go get a job.